You're listening to New Tinea. A water-based battery survived 60,000 fast charge cycles. A laboratory zinc iodine cell completed more than 60,000 charge-discharge cycles when charged in 3 minutes. A starch-derived polymer cage kept reactive iodine compounds near the cathode, but the result comes from small experimental cells and does not yet establish pack-level cost, safety, or durability. A water-based battery chemistry has passed an unusually long laboratory endurance test. Researchers led by Flinders University report that a zinc iodine cell retained useful performance through more than 60,000 rapid charge-discharge cycles by trapping troublesome iodine compounds inside a polymer made from cyclodextrin. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
A small experimental zinc iodine cell operated for more than 60,000 cycles when charged in about 3 minutes.
Why does it matter?
Water-based zinc batteries could offer safer stationary storage without relying on lithium for every application.
What is the catch?
The researchers have not demonstrated a commercial battery pack, manufacturing cost, or performance under years of real grid use. Key number. More than 60,000 laboratory cycles were recorded at a capacity of 150 milliamp hours per gram and a 3-minute charge rate. A molecular cage keeps iodine where it belongs. Zinc iodine batteries use water in their electrolyte, reducing the flammability concern associated with common organic electrolytes. Their persistent weakness is the polyiodide shuttle. Reactive iodine species dissolve, travel away from the cathode, and trigger capacity loss or corrosion. The team built the cathode around a cross-linked polycyclodextrin network. Cyclodextrins are ring-shaped sugar molecules whose cavities can temporarily hold polyhalide ions. The binding is strong enough to restrain them, but not so strong that the battery reaction stops. Experiments and computer modeling indicated that the cavity size and water-repelling interior produced the required balance. The chemistry supported 2-electron storage at roughly 205 milliamp hours per gram and 4-electron storage reaching 365 milliamp hours per gram under the reported test conditions. Fast charging came with a capacity trade-off. The endurance headline describes one particular operating mode. At a 3-minute charge and 150 milliamp hours per gram, cells exceeded 60,000 cycles. A slower 7-minute charge delivered about 200 milliamp hours per gram for 8,000 cycles at 1.3 to 1.4 volts. That distinction matters because cycle records obtained at high current and modest material loading do not automatically predict the lifetime of a large battery. New Tinea previously covered how a promising sodium cell still required laboratory validation after computational screening, and why fast charging is only one part of proving a practical battery. Before we overstate the result, the work tested laboratory cells, not grid-scale modules or consumer battery packs. The paper does not establish full system cost, calendar aging, performance across broad temperatures, or industrial manufacturing yield. Other zinc iodine groups have also reported tens of thousands of cycles, so the important advance is the specific recyclable host-guest chemistry, not proof that one design has already won the storage market. What happens next? Flinders University says the group is working with industry to build a prototyping platform. The next persuasive evidence would come from larger pouch or stacked cells with realistic iodine loading, limited excess electrolyte, and repeated testing under changing temperatures and charge rates. If the polymer keeps working at that scale, zinc iodine batteries could become useful for stationary storage where weight matters less than cost, fire resistance, and long service life. For now, the 60,000 cycle figure describes a carefully controlled cell, not a battery ready to sit beside a solar farm. Read the full article at newtinea.com.